This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to catch up with members of Royals. We got head coach Claire Yeoman, technical coach Chrissy Weaver, and Kat Garner, bit of a Super League ledge and part of those Surrey Storm sides that won the Super League. Claire, if we start with you, maybe tell us a bit of the history of the side.
So with Royals as it is, I was trying to think back to when it actually sort of started. And I think we've been going for well over 20 years now, which is quite incredible, and started my Royals coaching journey at the grand old age of 16. And whereas I played at the Gary Leisure Centre, and from there, the club just evolved and evolved. We got our England netball from when it was CAPS accreditation in 2008. And the club that started when I just had 10 members now has well over 266, which is really exciting. The ambition of the club, or why we started, was always around sort of like the pub participation, wanting girls to just get engaged in sport. And that's kind of evolved over time. And we're still really proud to be able to offer different layers of netball depending on what journey different players are on. And I think what's really exciting about the team that have just qualified for Prem is that seven of them have been with Royals for 12 years plus each. And then we had another four that have been part of our Royals family for over 8 years each. So actually, it just shows the culture that we've got within the club, and that we do like to try and nurture the talent that we have and bring them through the ranks. So really exciting team, and something to be really proud of.
And like many teams in the Prem as well, it's right through lots of different ages as well. I think you've got under 19s right through to seniors as well.
Yeah, I think the youngest we had on court, well, at one point we had four under 17s, which is just incredible. And then working the whole way through to, and I won't give the age away, but to a little bit older. So I won't give Kat's age away. But with that experience that was offered on the court and the blend, and it just works so well. And I think it's, again, just something that we've really worked hard on creating behind the scenes to connect those players, to make them all feel really valued. Obviously, being at different stages of their netball careers, if you like, is something different to look at. We've got players that are sitting there A-levels right in the middle of Prem playoffs, to those that are parents, those that have got full-time jobs. And so it's just understanding each other and that, but bringing that together. And it's something that we were really committed to doing, and it really showed. And it's why we work so well as a team on the court.
And everybody knows each other as well. And obviously they're properly there to support one another.
Oh yeah. And I think that's what we really felt. And we feel it across all of our teams, but certainly within the Prem journey, we had the discussion at the start that no one was competing for a bib. Everyone had a role to do, and everyone really understood that and bought into it. And we had Dee, one of our most amazing players, that sadly couldn't join us for Prem playoffs because of an injury that she had with her knee. We didn't know it, but she turned up on the Saturday to support us through our first two games. And just to have all of the support from her, and then all the messages coming in from everybody within the club and the kind of like the wider community, everyone was just so connected, and it just took us to another level.
Are you finding that people often stay with the club right through the playing career as well?
Yeah, I think it's something that's changed over the years. We've built in with the culture that there's no complacency. So where we still nurture and support our players, and we want to work with them, we're here to work hard and perform. We have moved into the performance era of where the club is at the moment, and there is no complacency, and we need to work hard for the bib. But with that, it becomes its own challenges. But we still see so many players coming through from under eights, under nines, that, I mean, I was looking back at some photographs only the other day, and the amount of players I can count that are within our under eight squad that are now sitting within our under 19 is just incredible. And actually, yes, Prem playoffs and getting there is an absolutely incredible milestone for the club. But my gold medal moments are having those players that have been with us for those 10 years plus, still being part of that journey, wanting to rejoin us after university. And that's the bit that really, really stands out for me.
Chrissy, you're a technical coach at the club. So I suppose that question is, what made the season special?
I think this season was special because of all of the work that had been done before this season, if that makes sense. I think in previous seasons, there'd been some adversity, there'd been some outcomes that we really didn't enjoy and we didn't want. And we really reflected heavily on why that happened. And I think we did change our mindset and we changed the processes within the club as well to make it a more sustainable performance group. And that was hard. So I think that this season was special because of all of the hard work which was done in the seasons before. And for me, the standout performances were both the energy games, winning by one away from home with the crowd against us. We learned a lot from that game. It was tough. There were lots of sticky patches, but the girls really learned so much from that. And then on home turf back in February, we then took a 77-37 win over Energy, who have been at Prem playoffs the season before, have been very tough competitors on a regular basis. And I think that was a turning point in our season, because then we talked about putting good performances together over the season, but they actually proved that they could beat one of the best teams in the league by 40 goals. And that for me was a really special moment. But every game we learned from and every game we enjoyed. I think for Claire, you really enjoyed beating Eagles twice in one season, which has never been done at Royals before. So I think they're probably the highlights for me.
And things like that are little secrets to the undefeated season, aren't they?
They are. An undefeated season doesn't come by accident. Like, any team on any given day can beat another team. But to put back-to-back-to-back performances against a very wide-ranging style of netball in that league, and we're so privileged to have that league. And I do think that the Southern Region competition is part of the reason we were successful at Prem playoffs. So we are very grateful to everybody in that league. But it is what you do with each of those wins. You can't relax once you've just beaten them once, actually. What have you learned? What can you do better? And it's that constant push to be our very best. And I think the league gave us that platform this year.
What about Next Gen League? Is it helping to close the gap between Prem and Super League? Or do you reckon there's still a bit of a long way to go?
I think we're at a really exciting time in netball. And I think the evolution of the professionalisation of Super League has sent ripples through the whole of the netball competition structure. I think no competition structure is perfect, and Next Gen does give a safety blanket to the Super League franchises. It also gives, because they've reduced the number of players in the squad, it actually keeps your very high performing players who are right on the cusp a competitive league. There is no perfect league. I think that the idea is great. I do think that maybe increasing collaboration with the highest performing clubs to make sure that all players are getting enough court time to stay current, to maintain their skills and to develop individually is still something that, you know, needs a little bit more work. But we're still in our infancy of professionalisation of netball, and I think England Netball have done a good job and we should keep evolving. Because what we can't afford to do is narrow the base of those top players. If we do that, then even though some are being in a professional environment, that's not serving the depth that you need in the domestic competition and to therefore compete competitively internationally.
Kat, you performed at the very top. So what's your role at the club?
What is my role at the club? A bit of everything, really, I think, which I love. You know, the best decision I think I ever made to say yes to join Royals. So I've done a bit coaching. I'm still playing. So I've taken a sort of a role, I guess, from that aspect as well, to sort of guide and help the girls on court to put into practice those performances. But it's also for me just to have some fun. I just wanted to love netball again. I went through a bit of a patch that I decided to step away from netball, but that lasted all of, I think, about 3 months. So it kind of, the Royals kind of guided me back a little bit that day.
And is it nice just to get out there on court and play and not maybe worry about the result as much?
Yeah, it is. But I think also it's been great to be able to, from the beginning, I guess, since I've joined Royals, our goal, I guess, and our aim has always been Prem. And I've really bought into that and really wanted to sort of help move the club forward from that aspect, because they've got such solid foundations and such a great community and feel and culture that it's, you know, they deserve to be sort of at that higher level. So it was just about understanding how we do that, and where I can best, I guess, take my experience and lessons learned, so to speak, and pop them on court. But I've enjoyed playing. I have enjoyed getting back out there. And, you know, it's just been nice to, as I said, enjoy the game, so to speak, as and not be so, I guess, involved in the pressure of situations.
And there'll be still plenty of Super League players as part of Prem as well. So it'd be nice when you see them. And are a lot of Storm players, for example, still playing?
Do you know what I think there's still a few tickle, you know, that sort of dripping through a few of the squads. I have to say now, I feel like that I'm quite ancient. So, you know, when I go to have a look at who Super League players are playing, I'm starting to think I don't even know who they are, so to speak.
Is this where we all say no? Like that.
I know my limits. I know my, you know, where I'm at. But I think a lot of us are coaching now, and I think that's a great thing. I think we're giving back to the game itself and being able to guide, because a lot has changed, as Chrissy said. You know, the professionalism of the game now, it's in terms of smaller squads, you know, the ability to make, you know, Super League now is sort of narrowed a little bit. So it is a lot more competitive. You have to be a lot more resilient. You have to be sort of open-minded. You know, you have to adapt as well. So being able to give all these little bits and pieces to the up-and-coming athletes, whether they're sort of with Royals or not, you know, being able to provide that supportive environment from us that have been there and done that is always a good thing, I think, for the sport.
And have you got another season in you?
Watch this space. You know, we'll see. I said maybe in an emergency, still keep me registered, but the body is failing.
Chrissy, what's that time in the Super League taught you?
Oh, so I was really, really lucky to be asked by Melissa Bessel to join her in Seven Stars at a really difficult time as we were coming out of the pandemic and really netball was rebuilding its momentum. And prior to that, I'd coached at club level and a bit at county in Wales and Welsh under-17s, but I hadn't done high-performance adults other than Huckle. I'd done Hucklecoat Prem 1, but that was only for two seasons. And it taught me that you can still learn even when you're older, and that actually I did have something still to give to the game. It taught me about the structure of high performance, and Melissa really taught me how to analyse what your squad needs. She taught me to analyse the opposition as heavily as you analyse your own team. And I think that's now become my superpower. So my job with Melissa was to break down what our opposition did. And then with her input and the senior players, we worked out where the best matches up were between the players. And up until that point, I was always analysing my own players and always trying to build their skills, and I didn't really concentrate enough on the opposition, and I also didn't concentrate enough on the umpires. And Melissa taught me that unless you understand the umpires that you have and how they call and what they're going to do, then you will miss those one or two more goal margins, which will cost you a game at the very highest level. So she taught me to be smarter, and I still had capacity to learn, and that I still had value to add to netball. So I'm very grateful to Melissa.
Claire, what do you think some of the main challenges are as you move towards Prem next season?
I think, obviously, it's a bit unknown territory for us in terms of the travelling, how our players cope under the travelling. We've been within the South Region, where fixtures may be an hour or so away, but obviously now being within the National Prem League, that's going to change quite a lot in the considerably longer travelling time, and understanding how to support them in the travelling time, what they need to be doing in terms of their nutrition and everything else to make sure that then we're stepping on the court fresh and ready to go. I think the management of the squad and the team, when, again, you're going to teams that are slightly further afield, the size of the squad, I think, is going to be really important, and everyone understanding their role, again, to make sure, you know, you're going to travel for quite a long time, and but the minutes on the court, you never know how many you're going to get, and That again is really new for this bunch of players. So I think there's going to be a lot of learning, there'll be some bumpy patches along the way, but I think we're all very aware of it, and it's something that we're not sort of ignorant or naive to, and it's something that we want to make sure that we're doing as best as we can to have this being the most enjoyable, positive season as possible for both coaches, players and all the volunteers. So I think there are going to be a couple of challenges they're going to face along the way, and different physicality, a different type of netball, which will be exciting. We're up for challenge.
I imagine with next season as well, especially, trials will be ongoing. Best place to find out about them?
Yeah, so we're actually having a debrief. We're coming back together again as a squad, and we're going to be talking about the next steps of the squad and what that means about bringing additional depth into the team and the trials. So all the information for that will be going out on our social media within the next week or so. So people just need to keep an eye out for that. And if they're keen to come and join a very exciting, performance-driven, really caring club, then we're the ones to come to.
Is that royalsnetball.com?
It is, yeah.
Chrissy, Claire and Kat, thank you so much for your time, and good luck next season.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you so much, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.